The regular recommended daily dose of funny is just not enough. Thankfully, we have Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
So, Riggins, do you have any plans for the weekend? Anything special you're going to do?
No, I do exactly what I want to do every weekend. And that to some that sounds fun, but listen, it gets lonely at night. It does. It gets lonely. The bed is cold. And on the weekends I kind of hang out, but I'm going to go visit a small town. And over the weekend, it's going to be beautiful. Highs are in like the low 70s.
Oh, love that.
Yeah, it's going to be sunny.
How far is it?
I don't really know where I'm going yet. That's just kind of what we do on Saturdays. I'll get in the car and kind of drive out to a town, find a park, and then go walk around with the dog. And
Yeah.
So it's like your own little small town adventure thing, like Jody and I used to do.
Yeah.
Except you're not getting blasted.
Yeah.
I get blasted after I come home. Yeah. But first I go do that. Getting blasted.
Yeah.
When you were doing small town adventures, and I hope I don't upset anybody by saying this, was it regularly somebody getting ripped apart when they would go out, like every Saturday?
No, not every Saturday, but those Saturdays when you remember we had the deal with the limo company, that was a little bit sticky.
Yeah,
you know, from time. But if we didn't have a driver, most of the time I drove, so I didn't get I barely drank, but little friend Jenny's always going to have her share.
Yeah. I mean,
she'll always be
a
good one.
She's always having fun.
Sure.
Yeah. Now, I'm not going to be having as much fun as Lindsay and Kyle at the mall and painting pumpkins and things like that, but that's cool, different strokes for different folks.
Sure.
Yeah, and we'll get there. Such a big deal on the show, one of us did, I think it was Riggins, made such a big deal about how Lindsay shouldn't be dragging her husband to some kid's Halloween activity at the mall on Sunday.
Yeah.
I mean, he got pretty rude about it, I think.
I mean, he might not have been the only one, but yeah.
Yeah.
But I did.
Somebody may have brought him in, made him comment on that. But either way, that's neither here nor there. We're splitting hairs at this point as to who was being rude and who wasn't.
Yeah.
Your friend who runs the mall commented on the little video about it.
Yeah.
And your friend is so sweet. I love her. Always have.
Yeah.
And I worried that I hurt her feelings.
You didn't. She actually called me last night about something totally different. And she said, I just saw that video about you bringing Kyle to the mall. And he better be there because he already texted me and said, Holly, I need you to make sure on the big screen is the Bears game. So where we're going has like a huge movie theater screen and they're going to be playing football.
Yeah.
And he's already texted her saying, no Panthers game, Bears game.
Can she do that?
Yeah. She can do anything.
Yeah. So what I mean is do they have like, because she would need the NFL Sunday ticket to be able to do that. Does she have it hooked up into that TV that's going to be out there?
So it's hooked up through the brewery restaurant that's next door and they have it. So she said, first thing I'm going to do at 7 a.m. when I get to work is walk into there and say, we got to have it on the Bears game. So.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I don't think that's fair to the majority of the people there now.
It's not, but it's fair to him and he's got to go. So
the only solution is to not make him go to that.
Oh, no, he's going.
Because how many of the people there are going to, I would assume there would be more Carolina Panthers fans there than Bears fans. Yes, he'll probably be the only one that wants to watch the Bears game. And so then she's just going to tell all the rest of them to go to hell.
Well, there are other big screens. Like there's like probably four or five. So, I mean, he requested the biggest one, which is rude.
But the only thing, though, is that none of this would have even be an issue.
Yeah.
If wives weren't so selfish to make their husbands go to something like this on Sunday.
call me selfish. He's going. Okay. I mean, I don't know what to tell you guys. I'm not changing my mind.
I need to counsel him.
Counsel him. But he ain't changing. If he wants to be single, he can take your advice.
Hmm. Yeah. Now, I wonder, does he say that to his friends?
No.
About if Lindsay wants to be single, she'll do da 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 da.
No, because I'll kill him in his sleep.
Yeah.
I shouldn't say that. If something happens, I did not kill him, guys.
Yeah.
Dateline's calling.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I don't know, though. He may be beyond my help. You know, yeah. He may be so such a hapless husband at this point. He's just like, whatever.
Yeah. He's
just beaten down. Just, you know.
No, he's really not a pusher. A part of me thinks he wants to go a little bit. he does. He likes seeing the kid. He's not been in town a lot lately, so he likes to see the kids.
But it's not like this is the only Halloween activity he's going to have a chance to see the kids participate in.
That's true.
Say every day you've got them doing something.
Yeah, he'd like to see the kids next to him on the couch while he's watching the Bears game at home.
Right.
In their little Bears uniforms.
Right.
No, I'm kidding. But yeah, Bears have the ugliest colors, don't they?
He bought her like a cheerleading. She never worn it. I'm like, I refuse. A Bears cheerleading outfit and him a jersey. He wears it all the time. But
they are ugly.
That was the Bobcats colors when I danced for them, and I couldn't stand it. And then, of course, the year I retired, they bring in teal and purple for the Hornets. I'm like, you do it now?
Mm. Yeah, because those Hornets uniforms are great. I mean, they look awesome. Solid. But here's the thing. It's that Bears uniform. That is a navy, isn't it?
Yeah.
It looks black most of the time on TV, but those Bobcats colors were a lighter blue and then that orange and white. Ugh.
It was bad. Well, my third year in, they changed it from like that muted grayish blue to the navy, or they tried to, and it still didn't go over very well.
It was ugly. Now, Riggins, do your brothers wear Bears jerseys and stuff like that? Are they Chicago sports fans, but are because they were raised in North Carolina, they have different teams that they like?
You know, Matt, my oldest brother, Matt, is still a Bears fan, but my other brother, Kevin, is only Panthers. So they're and they don't cross over at all. My dad crosses over. He likes watching the Bears and the Panthers, and both of my brothers tell him pretty aggressively, you got to pick a side. You're not a real fan.
Yeah.
And my dad is like, I don't care. I like watching both of them. I'm going to root for both of them. I don't care what you think, but they are merciless on him about it.
And which one is your favorite?
I don't really have a dog in the fight. Yeah. I don't care.
Same. Well, I say Panthers just because I don't want my kids being Bears fans, but really it's a facade because I really don't care.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I don't care. I mean, I want to root for the Panthers because, yeah, that's my hometown team, but doesn't keep me up at night.
So you've got to tell Kyle that you have a problem with him pushing the Bears on Brooks.
I tell him all the time.
Because you have to be serious about it. Make him think you're serious because you don't want Brooks thinking that it's okay for a man to paint his fingernails.
I'm going to say quarterback
of the Bears. So that is a bad influence on our son.
Yes.
And I'm not allowing it anymore.
Yeah. I forgot about that.
Until they get rid of that quarterback who paints his fingernails, then Brooks will not be watching it.
I love that. And I'm going to bring that up today. And I also will bring up that I don't want him thinking it's okay to wear blue and orange together. It's not.
Dude, yeah. That's another reason. That's even a bigger reason than the fingernails thing.
I think so.
Mm.
I got two reasons now.
But you gotta be serious just to get his reaction to see what he's going to say. You know, no, Kyle. No. Do you want your son idolizing and trying to walk in the footsteps and be like a quarterback who paints his fingernails
right.
and cries in his mom's bosom when he loses a game?
Yeah.
Is that the kind of son you're trying to raise? And then, and if he asks you how you know, it goes, TJ told me.
Yeah. And then I looked it up and it's disturbing.
Yeah. Did you look up the video of him crying in his mama's bosom up in the stands?
That to me was more disturbing than the nails. Mm-hmm. And that's tough for me to say because the nails are bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm trying to picture what he's going to, he's either going to be like, oh my God, you're right. Because he's not into that, you know, mm-hmm. or is he such a diehard fan that he's going to be like, make an excuse.
That's the interesting part of it. It's a psychological experiment here.
I can't wait.
It's an experiment in human behavior.
Well, I got to get off here so I can ask, cause I'm dying to know what he's going to say before he leaves.
Okay, well, go do it.
Bring that back.
Okay.
Let you know.
This is TJ Riggins Extra Funny.
The TJ and Jody's House podcast is sponsored by Sweet Dreams Furniture and Mattress. Family owned and operated, and we just love the entire team over there. They've got beautiful furniture and truly luxurious mattresses. Visit them in person or online at tjriggins.com/mattress.